Welcome to a brand new month here at It's Time For Me, as we move into a really deep and wonderful topic called intuition. So I always find actually when we talk about intuition, it can bring up a lot of fear for people. Their first remarks are, I'm not intuitive, I wouldn't know how to tap into that, or I know I'm intuitive, I know I feel things and I sense things, I don't know how, and often I don't listen to it enough. No matter where you are in relation to this topic, we all are intuitive. We all hold an intuitive space within us. And really it comes in the form of our gut feelings, a sense you might have, your instincts, whatever you want to call it. But there is always a space for us to connect to our higher self, which is really what is happening here. It's like tapping into source, where they say we've come from, and tapping in within us and connecting those two things together. The reason I wanted to do that, to do this topic for this month of February, is because, as I've been explaining over the last year in particular, but for any members that are new, we really are in very challenging and different times in life. And this is not a time for fear where a lot of us go to. And it's understandable if you have fear, so that's not a judgment or anything, because I have it myself. But we are trying to move out of that fear space, because at the moment we're getting a lot of outside influences that are creating a lot of fear, and we're living in just difficult times that generate that fear within us. It's all normal. But also what we're being really called to do in the world and in this time now is to remember the essence of ourselves, remember that we, you know, in some way know what the best thing for us is, how to navigate through problems, difficulties that come up for us. So some of you may engage in getting readings done from time to time. And as you know, I am an intuitive reader myself. And it's something I'm really stepping away from, actually, more and more. And the reason for that is because I feel like sometimes readings are a bit of a quick fix. I know that they're very helpful. I get them myself to have reassurance or even gain clarity on things that are maybe our mind are muddled on. But I think what's happening in the world at the moment is we're really being asked to step up now and into ourselves. So I really want to take this time, you know, over these next few months, particularly in It's Time For Me here, to help us all go to that next level. And that next level is, what is the step after, when we think about what we want, when we worry about what we want, when we get anxious about things, what comes after that place? Because when we're in those spaces, we're worrying about the future, we're worrying about what's going to happen. And what if we can individually come together within ourselves to tap fully into us, into our own inner guidance, our own inner voice, and to remember the flow that is there within us, around us, above us. You might have different spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs. So whatever that thing that you tap into or believe in is really what this month is about. And I want to take you on a path over the course of these next few weeks of reminding yourself and remembering yourself, okay? Reminding yourself about who you are, remembering the essence of yourself, and knowing that nobody's guidance is much better than yours. And as someone who is intuitive and openly like works with being intuitive, I know that everyone else is intuitive too. It's like when I used to teach the tarot, people would sit down on the first day, and by the end of the first day, people would be reading the cards from an intuitive space, something they would tell me absolutely fundamentally they could not do before when they'd be booking the course. And the reason for that is because I used to get them to read the cards from their intuition, and then I tell them what the generic meanings were. And every single person was able to do that. So I'm going to be teaching you exercises of how to tap into your intuition, how to hear it. More importantly, though, we need to start listening to our intuition. Now, there's a difference between intuition and guidance versus what we want to happen. So, you know, those moments where you're like, yeah, my intuition is telling me that that would be the best thing for me and I really want it, I'm going to go for it. And then something in our stomach is kind of saying, no, it's not. And you nearly feel, what happens to me is I would feel a little bit sick or nauseous. And I'm like, I know it's not right, but no, I know intuitively it is. So I want to be able to we're going to have those times again and again, and I do myself, but it's about coming into a space where you know the difference. We also know those moments where our intuition is saying, don't do something, and we ignore it purposely, and then we run ourselves into difficult situations, and then we think, God, why didn't I just listen to myself? So there's those moments too where we absolutely do hear it and ignore it. So it's trying to come to that space, and really where we're going to find our intuitive voice is when we're in a space of flow and calm, which is why last month I was kind of setting you up for this, and you can tap back into those meditations and teachings if you need to over this month as well to help you again. But we are just shifting on such a deeper level. Our consciousness collectively is shifting. The world is shifting. And I think when I say stuff like that, sometimes I can't really describe what that is properly because I can nearly just see it in my mind. But, you know, of basically in more, you know, normal language, we are being required to step up to help elevate the planet, because the planet is going through so much difficulty itself. And we as humans are here to help it. You know, there's that thing about all of the destruction that's going on with our animals and our wildlife and our plants and all of that throughout the world. And the humans are the ones that are destroying that. Okay, so we are the ones that have to fix it. And therefore, we all have to be in a good space in ourselves to be able to fix these things and to help the planet evolve and help other people in our life evolve as well. And by tapping into you, and understanding you, understanding your own inner power, you know, the sky is the limit for what you can create. Coming into that space and what you can achieve, how you can feel, and creating joy and happiness in your life is bigger than what you probably even can imagine. And that's where I want to take you this month. I have recorded two very lovely meditations. The first one is just very gentle, creating a space to come into connection. And the second one is a little bit more out there, and it's about bringing you up into the universal energy and remembering yourself in that space. These are just really to help you along the way of what we've been talking about, what we will be talking about, I should say, over the coming weeks. So for today, what I'd like you to do is to just simply think about what space you're going to give to yourself this month. Think about the times that you are in flow and how do you get into flow. So what makes you feel just like, oh, so relaxed, so zen, so clear. And just focus on those things today because they are going to be an integral part of what is coming up over the next number of weeks. I'm really excited for this. We're going to do lots of beautiful, gentle exercises and we'll be doing classes as well. So all the details are below in your bundle. So I look forward to connecting with you again and have a beautiful month ahead.